News, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order on Monday targeting Iran's supreme leader, seeking to put additional pressure on the country's economy. The move comes amid rising concerns about a potential armed confrontation between the two nations. U.S. officials recently blamed Tehran for mine attacks on two oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. Those are allegations Tehran denies. Iran did admit to shooting down a U.S. drone last week. But President Trump says the U.S. is not interested in a confrontation with Iran.
America is a peace-loving nation. We do not seek conflict with Iran or any other country. I look forward to the day when sanctions can be finally lifted and Iran can become a peaceful, prosperous, and productive nation. That can go very quickly. It can be tomorrow. It can also be in years from now.
Iran's ambassador to the United Nations, Majid Takhravanchi, told reporters Iran doesn't want confrontation either.
We want neither war nor an escalation of tension in the Persian Gulf region.
He said the United States government has made up the charges for political gain.
This helps them to justify further foreign military buildup in the region and sell more American and Western arms to certain countries. To pursue this policy, they resort to deception, fabrications, and disinformation.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights is urging Hong Kong authorities to consult broadly before passing or amending an extradition bill or any other legislation as protests in the autonomous territory continue. Michelle Bachelet made the statement speaking at the opening of a three-week session of the Human Rights Council in Geneva, Switzerland. Meanwhile, in Hong Kong, protesters are planning demonstrations for Wednesday to raise awareness among leaders attending the G20 summit in Japan. This is VOA News. Clashes erupted in southern West Bank between Israeli security services and Palestinians on Monday against the upcoming Peace to Prosperity workshop in Bahrain. The $50 billion U.S. dollar economic plan, published on Saturday, calls for massive infrastructure projects and job creation for Palestinians. However, the plan does not address the core issues of the conflict between Israel and Palestine, the contested holy city of Jerusalem, sought by both peoples as a capital, the fate of more than 5 million Palestinian refugees and their descendants, and the borders of a future Palestinian state. Here's one Palestinian protester.
Let us alone. Let us in peace. We make our future alone. We don't need your money. We don't need you.
Neither Israel nor the Palestinians will have official representation at the two-day summit. The U.S. delegation is to be led by Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. Turkey's opposition won decisively in the controversial revote of the Istanbul mayoral election. Provisional results indicate Ekrem İmamoğlu defeated President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's handpicked candidate by more than 700,000 votes Sunday. Speaking to a large crowd of enthusiastic supporters Sunday night, İmamoğlu said his win was a boost for democracy.
We will embrace everyone. We will build the democracy in this city. We will build justice in the city.
Observers say that resentment has been growing over Erdogan's increasingly authoritarian style of leadership after a failed coup attempt in 2016 that was marked by mass purges and sweeping crackdowns against businessmen, journalists, and human rights activists. Two men were pulled out alive on Monday from a building that collapsed while under construction in Cambodia. At least 28 workers were killed and 26 were injured. The workers were sleeping on the second floor of the seven-story building in the beach town of Sihanoukville. Survivors said at least 50 to 60 workers used the building as their housing. The project was to be a condominium and was owned by a Chinese investor. Police have detained four people for questioning about the collapse. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen visited the site late on Sunday. He said in a Facebook message that the provincial governor has agreed to step down. And the 2026 Winter Olympic Games will be held in Milan and Cortina d'Ampezzo in Italy. Milan beats Stockholm, Sweden for the right to host the Games in 7 years' time after a vote by the International Olympic Committee. Monday's decision was the first under the IOC's relaxed hosting standards, which aim to lighten the load financially on host cities. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.
VOA 1. The Voice of America. VOA 1.